Is up, everyone. Hopefully everyone's had a good week. This is Robbie, of course. By now you know my name, know who I am. And you know what I do? I do bass fishing, you know, 11 months out of the year, and then I turn around, take a few months off, and come back, do a little bit of bluegill fishing, some catfishing in the early spring days of the year, and then right back to bass fishing. So I have not been on here for a good little bit, months actually. So I do apologize about that. I got wrapped up in YouTube and now TikTok. So I'm on every social platform that I can think of right now, except for Rumble and some other things that I've got going on. And Instagram. I don't do a lot of on Instagram right now. I'm kind of staying away from everything else because I'm still busy working on YouTube and TikTok, and now I'm trying to come full circle back into Spotify and Anchor, where I started. Can you believe that over 2 years ago, I started a podcast on Anchor and then moved over to YouTube, became monetized over there, and now I'm also monetized over on TikTok. So it's a big accomplishment that have came my way within the last 2 or 3 years, which I have gotten under my belt. Or as some people call it, if you can see the quotation marks, a social media folder. I have all that stuff under there now, which is amazing. I have over 3,000 followers on TikTok, and then, of course, over 1,000 on YouTube and over 50 here on Spotify and Anchor, Google Podcasts, and stuff like that. So I do appreciate you guys hanging in there, being patient with me as I've been off of Anchor and Google Podcast and stuff like that for a good while. So since then, let me just fill you in on what's been going on. We no longer live in an apartment that I once lived in. Me and my family, we moved to a smaller apartment. We moved into a two-bedroom apartment. Actually, we were living in a three-bedroom apartment. I know that being a podcast, you guys can't see, literally see what's going on. But we moved out of our three-bedroom apartment and housing over to a two-bedroom apartment, which is awesome. We all love the apartment. It's an awesome thing. Everything's included. The only bill I have is the electric, Yahoo. But we're still in town. I would love to live outside of city limits in the country or somewhere like that. But, you know, my wife is just, and especially my daughter, is just not into that. So I have to kind of compromise and say, okay, we're going to do it this way. But as far as fishing goes and work goes, work is going good. Been really hot, and, you know, I tried to start back up on the podcast within the spring and summer. Within the summer, and then it just turned down extremely hot to where I couldn't do anything as far as fishing goes. So I didn't have any content other than telling you my everyday life, which of course was completely insane. And no one, you know, wants to hear me ramble on about going to work and coming home, what the dog was doing, what the dog wasn't doing. By the way, we don't have that dog anymore. The new apartment says that we cannot have any pets, so I had to get rid of my fish tank and my dog. The dog's off on the farm, living the life now, being able to run out in the grass and chase cows, hogs or whatever it's doing, play with the horses. And then, of course, the fish I had to give to my mom. But it's been a busy, busy last couple of weeks. We finally got everything moved in, and I have the studio set up so that where I can actually start doing my podcast again. On top of, I've kind of slowed down on YouTube. I need to get back onto it because I've been concentrating more over on TikTok. So my part-time job, as you would call it, would be over doing the whole social media thing. And then my full-time job would be working in healthcare, you know, as much of you know that I do now. Anyway, back to the whole fishing thing. It's been awesome. The last 9 weeks of fishing have been great. I have caught 72 fish and 72 bass, actually, within the last 9 weeks, which has been great. On really none of them too small. I mean, I know that there's been a few dinkers. I mean, and I know that some of us say that a dink is anything above 2 pounds. Well, with me, anything above a pound and a half is or below a pound and a half would be kind of a dink. I've caught a lot of 1 pounders. A few 2 pounders, and then of course 2 or 3 3 pounders along the way. Nothing big this year, as far as huge goes, extremely huge. But I'm working on it. You know, November of 2021 was when I caught my PB, which was 7.5 pounds. I caught it on a chartreuse shallow diving crankbait, and I was trolling it. I love that word. Trolling it in the water, 0 to 5 feet, and I had a bass bite it when I was ripping it through the grass. So hopefully that works this year too. But it has been so hot. I mean, if y'all have been following me on TikTok or on YouTube, either one, you can see the videos where the grass is just burnt up, completely brown. Didn't even tell it was grass yesterday until I got home and I was doing some video editing, and I realized that the dirt that I, you know, that the grass actually looked like dirt. I'm like, wow, that's insane. We haven't had any rain out, and I don't know how long. But anyway, doing some bass fishing. I'm probably going to end up ending this bass season, hopefully in mid-December. I've been using a Tequila Sunrise color worm, 7-inch curly tail worm that Barkley makes. I went through 3 packages of those within the past 9 weeks, actually. And then I've been also using a red shad curly tail, also 7-inch. Been bouncing it off the bottom, and the fish have just been tearing it up. Of course, we all know that fish become lethargic in the summer, and they slow down, and they pretty much won't bite anything unless it just falls right in their mouth. But these late summer months, fall months, transitioning, you know, just now starting, have been pretty good for me. I can't complain. It's been fun. It's been exciting. There's been a couple days that I haven't caught anything this year, which last year I didn't skunk at all, that I can remember. But today I skunked. I was fishing a pond across the street, and I just flat did not even get a bite or anything. But the wind was blowing out of the southwest at 18 to 20 mile an hour wind gust, which was insane. I mean, it was almost blowing me into the pond. I've lost a lot of rattle chaps in the pond. I started fishing rattle chaps last week. And I mean, I get hung up like there is no tomorrow. So if anybody has a secret on how not to hang up a rattle trap around rocks and cover and stuff like that, get a hold of me somehow, either on YouTube or TikTok, or send me a message over on Anchor, Spotify, or somewhere, or Facebook for that matter, if you know how to get a hold of me on Facebook, and let me know how or what the secret is to not getting treble hooks hooked up on a tree, a rock, a bush, anything like that that's ground or underwater that you can't get to. Because I really, at this point, after 11 years, going on 12 years of bass fishing, I really would like to know so that I can improve my game a little bit. I know ripping it through grass, it's kind of difficult sometimes, but I have managed to do that throughout the ways in the last couple of days. I haven't really fished the grassy soft bottom ponds with the rattle traps and crankbaits or anything like that yet. I'm kind of waiting a little bit longer. But the hard bottom ponds, the rocky and sandy bottoms, I have been using crankbaits and rattle traps already. I've caught a couple of small fish on it, nothing big. But I just wanted to come in for a little bit. I know that everything is pretty much went dead for me over here. I haven't done any podcasts, I haven't done anything, and I do like to apologize about that earlier. And once again, I want to apologize to anyone that's listening. But the fishing's been awesome for the past 9 weeks. Like I said, I'm going to try to get a video up. I have to figure out again how to do it over here. Of course, any of the videos or anything like that's going to be unmonetized and be in a paid subscription of like 99 cents. So if you're wanting to watch them, any of the videos, there's a paid subscription, 99 cents. I think it's a recurring payment every month. If not, then you can make one point. Maybe, possibly, I'm not sure. I have to check into a little bit more. A one-time payment of 99 cents and be able to watch whatever video you want. And you can cancel it at any time because, you know, I do this for fun. I do this for entertainment. I work a full-time job, 80 hours every 2 weeks, sometimes longer than that. I work an 18-hour shift on Tuesday. So it's not about the money. It's all about having fun and sharing my experiences and communications and stuff like that. Now, I know that a lot of you have been following the whole situation with the tournaments that I was doing. PayPal has still not issued me a new card. I'm waiting on them. which I'll give you a little bit of my personal business. My PayPal was hacked in the late summer, early summer, somewhere in there, and I couldn't do anything. So right now, I am still stuck on that situation. I've been in contact with PayPal, I don't know how many times, and it's still in the same situation. I'm still waiting. Once I get a new card, I'm going to start up, hopefully, the bass tournaments. Now, the last ones I'd done were catfish tournaments, and there wasn't anyone that signed up for those, so I'm dropping those all together. There's no point in doing those. Just because the bass fishermen do not, that I know and that I interact with, are just not going to catfish. And at the same time, some of the bass catfishmen that I know are not going to switch over. Some will, some won't. I'm not trying to talk about anybody or anything like that. I'm just sharing my experience. Also, I have seen some awesome people and met some new friends over on TikTok that are amazing. I've watched one that has transitioned from nothing but catfishing, and they have started to bass fish, and just to watch them learn and the excitement in their voice whenever they finally caught their first bass. I've seen that on TikTok also. She done it on a live stream. That was amazing. And also, I don't know if she's caught any fish since then, but as far as bass go, but that was always fun to watch because it was just an experience that she shared with all of us over there. And then, of course, I'm going to share it with you over here. But like I said, I'm just rambling on tonight because really, I haven't been here for a little bit, so I'm trying to catch everything up from the summer months. I think that was the last time I posted a video, or not video, a audio session was in the summer when I was getting ready to start doing tournaments again. I was going to do some interviews, and that all switched up and changed because the people I was going to do the interviews with, you know, they fell off the idea, and then I said, you know, I'm not going to chase you down to get an interview from you, so there you go. I said, we're not going to do it. But I thank each and every one of my supporters and listeners that do come over here and listen, hang out and listen to the stories and all that good stuff. So before I go, I'm going to give you a quick story. Of course, like I said, I've been using the Chartreuse Curly Tail 7-inch worm made by Barkley. And I was fishing it on a midsummer day, I guess. It's probably 80, 85 degrees outside. Nothing like 115 or anything like that. And I was fishing the grass line because that's where the fish were hiding at. There's really no cover, so the bass are up in the grass. And when I say up in the grass, I mean they are buried in it, more or less, just seeking cover. The worm fell down into the grass, and then I had a huge bite, and I could feel this fish shaking the hook. It was a huge head shake. I could feel how strong this fish was shaking its head, and I could kind of tell how big it was. So I was fighting it for a little bit, and I kept fighting it, and I had it hooked really good. But then I got up to the next set of grass line that I had to do before it got to me, because of course I'm fishing from the bank, and the tail of the fish came up. I seen the tail. I don't know, it was about 2 inches long, or 2 inches wide, sorry. And then the line broke. It was a big fish. I seen it. I wanted to cry like there was no tomorrow because I caught this fish on our live stream, but I didn't. So I'm going to try to go live tomorrow, which is Monday morning, October 24th, 2022. But I wanted to come in and let y'all know that I'm still here. I'm still hanging in there and trying to get back to full circle to what I was doing. Like I said, the video sessions of anything that I do put over here, they will be monetized. Eventually, all of my stuff will be monetized over here. All I have to do is go in with a click of a button and do it. But I try to keep as much of my stuff possible free as I possibly can, just, you know, because like I said, I'm not trying to make a dollar or anything over here. But if you do, you do. You don't, you don't. Just one of those things that I love to have fun doing this and meeting new people. I'm like, this is where I started. So I'm coming back to the roots of where I started and just having fun with it all the way around. So I'm going to get a calendar here on my desk, and I'm going to start scheduling. I've done 6 live streams within the past 2 days. I've done 2 on TikTok today, 1 on YouTube last night, and then 2, maybe even 3 on TikTok yesterday. So I've been busy on social media, and I just had Spotify and Anchor on my mind today. And I said, you know what? I'm going to come over here and do a quick podcast, even if it is just a ramble on for 15, 20 minutes. But I'm still here. I'm still working. I'm still trying to get the content out. I've been slow, but we're going to get back to it. And speaking of which, if you do not have Anchor, listen, Anchor is an awesome, awesome app to be able to do a podcast on. I've used it for over 2 years. So if you don't have the Anchor podcast app, download it. It's an easy way to start your podcast and get out there. You can share your podcast to Spotify, Google Podcasts, and many other places. And I'm not getting paid for saying that. I'm just letting y'all know that that you're able to do so. And it's just a great and awesome thing to do, I think. I've used it, and I'm going to keep using it as I go on. But it's been fun. It's been a good trip. It's been an amazing ride. Just to know that I've started here is an accomplishment. I thank each and every one of you for listening. And, you know, even if I've never talked to you in person, you know, starting on my podcast here on this app pushed me to move over to YouTube. And then, of course, YouTube pushed me to further, and I moved over to TikTok. So it's always an amazing ride, amazing journey to be able to do that. I've met a lot of people. I plan to continue to meet a lot of people along the way on these apps and maybe meet up with them one day. And that's including here on Spotify also, and Anchor and Google Podcasts if you're listening. Now, if you're around the world, that may be a little bit a different story, maybe a little bit harder for me to meet up with you. But I appreciate each and every one of you for listening, for hanging in there. Like I said, the Bass Bites with the Tequila Sunrise, 7-inch curly tail, and the Red Shad color curly tail, both made by Barkley, are awesome baits. I've been using them in the Texas rig, bumping them off the bottom, and I've just been tearing the bass up within the last 9 days. Like I said, I've caught 72 bass. Some of those were caught on a rattle chop, but not very many. Like I said, anywhere ranging from 0.7 ounces all the way up to 3 pounds, 10 ounces. So the range is big. The bait works. If you don't have one, go get one, try it out. Make sure it's part of your tackle box and your equipment. It's an awesome, awesome bait to use. Now, I also use a few buzz baits. My whopper ploppers, they just, I don't know how they got flung. I guess the line had a breaking or something. It just, or was weak. And I was casting, and the line just broke, and I could watch my whopper ploppers sail across the pond. I was like, so heartbroken. Because them suckers are $10 a piece. But here where I'm at. I have a lot of things going on. I appreciate each and every one of y'all for coming in, hanging out, and listening. Don't forget, I love y'all. God bless. Be safe. I am going to end this. I'm going to make a schedule to when I can come back and do another one. Like I said, my social media stuff is just insanely busy right now between TikTok and YouTube, and now I'm coming back to Spotify and Anchor. Plus working a full-time job, being a dad and a husband. So my book is full. I'm not going to pick up any more social media apps. These three that I've got are good enough. And you guys are always know that you can get a hold of me. And at any time by sending me a message on here, Facebook, YouTube, or TikTok, and I will get back to you as quickly as I possibly can. Also, you know, the subscriptions are there. I will leave all that up to you, but it should be there somewhere for you guys to click on that button and subscribe if you'd like to. And I do believe that the options are 99 cents, $1.99, and then yearly or somewhere in there, it's like $19.99. I'm not sure. I'm not asking you to be for the $19.91. If you'd like to donate or anything like that, that's always also an option. Just going to throw it out there and let you guys and gals know that, you know, that's what my job is as a monetized channel, is to let you all know that that is also an option as well. But I'm going to say good night because it is like 10 minutes after midnight. And I'm planning on getting up at 6:30 to go fishing. So good night. God bless. Be safe. Hey, and I will see you or talk to you guys later. Have fun. Bye-bye.